These are the Synod reports, speakers, bishop selections, conversations, workshops, and resolutions are the highlight. First, from Alaska, which met in April, in Anchorage, participants joined in prayer, deliberation, and approval of the 2020 spending plan and adopted a resolution concerning priorities in the state budget. Lori Draper, a member of the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Seward, gave the keynote presentation on communication in polarized times. An additional workshop let participants build skills in empathetic listening. In Arkansas-Oklahoma Synod, the theme was Life of Faith, Scattered and Gathered. Craig Nesson, a professor at Wartburg Seminary, was the speaker. The assembly passed resolutions on immigration and in support of the work of Oaks Indian Mission. They blessed the first pilot of its mutual ministry cohort, 10 rostered ministers, who will lend support and encouragement to each other for the next year. In Metropolitan New York Synod in Tarrytown, under the theme Care for Creation, participants set the Synod's strategic plan agenda for the upcoming year, including major initiatives surrounding ecumenical efforts, the environment, inclusion of immigrants, and programming that celebrates LGBTQ members. The Assembly passed a memorial asking the 2019 Churchwide Assembly to declare the ELCA a sanctuary denomination, ready to seek justice and protection for refugees and undocumented people. It also endorsed the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, and encouraged members to participate where appropriate in the organizing, advocacy, and actions of the effort. In the Minneapolis Area Synod, under the theme In This Together, What the World Needs Takes All of Us, voting members concentrated on ecumenical opportunities to work faithfully together, especially on issues of earth care and sustainability. Stacy Smith, the presiding elder of the African American Episcopal Church, and Bruce O., a bishop of the United Methodist Church, reflected on racial equity and environmental responsibility. Keynoter Larry Rasmussen shared a letter written to his grandson about the previous generation's failure to adequately address ecological degradation. Memorials supporting the proposed Faith, Sexism, and Justice social statement and proposing a new statement on the role of government were adopted, as were resolutions encouraging expanded parental leave and decrying conversion therapy. In the Northwest Lower Michigan Synod, they centered around the theme Called to be Living Stones in a Changing World. The Assembly launched a Living Stones initiative focused on developing new missional ventures and providing funds to support and grow synodical ministries. As part of this initiative, the Synod awarded 3 grants aimed at reducing indebtedness for rostered ministers. Grant recipients who are serving in their first 10 years of ministry shared the challenges that student debt presents to service in our church. In Northeastern Minnesota Synod, they gathered under the theme Just Peace Accompaniment, Doing God's Mission Together. The Synod welcomed the ELCA's global musicians and educators as they shared their gift of music and worship and throughout the workshops. Speakers offered 2 FED talks, that's Faith Education and Discipleship. The Assembly passed resolutions encouraging policies that welcome migrants, opposing conversion therapy, and calling for a commitment toward gender justice. The Northern Great Lakes Synod met with the theme Equipping the Saints. Participants returned home renewed and challenged, they report. Keynote speaker Dwight Zaldi, author of The Agile Church, emphasized the importance of moving from ways to fix the church to ways to form deeper roots as we look at the role of the gospel for our neighbors and ourselves. The assembly included opportunities for faith conversations. These conversations will continue for congregations that are participating in Faithful Innovations training, an intentional learning process to help them better connect with God, each other, and the world. In the Northern Texas, Northern Louisiana Synod, they gave thanks to the many volunteers of Calvary, Umoja, and San Gabriel Lutheran churches who were providing a feast of international proportions for the Friday banquet. Kendra Mohn, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Fort Worth, led participants in thoughtful and engaging Bible studies. In the Northwest Wisconsin Synod, many attendees were thrilled to help the Synod celebrate May the Faith Be With You as they worshiped, honored the indigenous land where they gathered, participated in theological reflection through the lens of the Star Wars films, and voted on resolutions and leadership positions. Positive energy was shared throughout the day as many attendees embraced the theme with their favorite Star Wars clothing, and participants had opportunities for great conversation with friends and colleagues between plenary sessions. In the Oregon Synod, the theme of Into the Light engaged participants in sharing their stories through the work of Synod ministries and congregations. As a synod storied in justice-minded work, the assembly welcomed Krish Vignaraja, director and CEO of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, to give a keynote address inviting attendees to offer the long welcome. The Pacifica Synod had the theme, O Lord, open my ears, listening for God while listening to each other. The participants shared with and listened to one another through table conversations. Speakers Brian Collins of California Lutheran University and John Nunes of Concordia College, New York, provided tools to assist active listening and navigating difficult conversations, reminding participants that they are called to use their privilege to make a difference and in service learning about advocacy, ecumenical relations, and global mission. The Texas-Louisiana Gulf Coast Synod met under the theme Sacred Shift. The organization LEAD, Leading Every Day as Disciples, led attendees in finding ways to change their approach to living as Christians in an ever-changing world through workshops and keynote sessions. The assembly voted to become an Emparo representation. That's accompanying migrant minors with protection, advocacy, and representation and opportunities. In Western Ohio, they met under the theme Following Jesus, Living Hope, using the story of the road to Emmaus from Luke 24 as their scriptural base. The assembly lived out their theme by assembling over 80 flood buckets that were then dispersed to those in most need. There were some bishop elections. Lori Larson Caesar was elected as Bishop of the Oregon Synod. Paul Eggensteiner was elected Bishop of the Metropolitan New York Synod. Lorna Hallis was elected Bishop of the Western Iowa Synod. And Shelley Brian Wee was elected Bishop of the Northwest Washington Synod and re-elected Michael Reinhardt for the third time in Texas-Louisiana Gulf Coast Synod, as well as Craig Allen Satterley as bishop in the Northwest Lower Michigan Synod.